So what she, Laura, did not mention is that we do have 13 children, and five of those are adopted. They have special needs. So we have a family circus beyond family circuses, just going to Walmart. That's our life. But I'm decided to tell you about a story that just topped our normal family circus. And that was about 4.5 years ago. It was December of 2014. I was pretty pregnant with our 13th child, so this was our last one. We had a young mom and her 4-year-old living with us at the time. So we had 16 people living in our 6-bedroom house, comfortably. And I got a phone call from a friend of mine. And this was a friend who was an online friend who I had actually never met in person before, but I considered her one of my closest friends. You know how those are. Maybe you don't. My family thinks I'm even crazier. So anyway, she calls me and she asks, wants to know if it would be okay if her and her husband and their 8 sons come to live with us for 3 months. Because her husband still had his job, but they lost their house and they were in transition and they just needed some time to get it together. So of course I said yes. So they didn't even have a car big enough to pick them all up. I had to take my 15-passenger van down to D.C. and pick them up and bring them back. And we had nowhere to put them. You know, I had a friend who had a business cleaning out repoed houses. And she got us a bunch of mattresses and some random furniture. And all of a sudden, there were just people and furniture all over our house, everywhere. You couldn't move without running into somebody. And so we now had 26 people living in our house. That was 5 adults and 21 children between the ages of 18 months and, like, upper teen years. For 3 months, they asked for that. So we decided to deal with the ebbing chaos just with a lot of structured activity. You know, and I started feeling like Julie on the Love Boat. You know how she used to walk around with her clipboard checking things off, making sure all the guests were okay? That was me during this time. And I could, anything I could think of to structure and organize all these people in one direction, I did. You know, we had homeschool classes together, because that's how I met this mom, was on a large family's homeschool group online. So we did some homeschooling together, and we had Lego building contests, and we had Nerf gun battles, and we had a kitchen cook-off, kids in the kitchen. They paired up, and we videotaped them, and the parents judged them. That was fun. but meals were probably the most insane part of all this. And we were kind of footing the bill for the meals. And it got a little crazy, so it involved a lot of food rationing. And about the second day that this family showed up, a friend of mine had come with this giant pot full of chili. And that pot lasted us about a day and a half, the chili did. But the pot itself became like central to our life in the kitchen with 26 people living in the house. And my friend and I would take turns cooking meals. You know, we would alternate nights. And that it always involved that pot. We were either cooking pasta or rice. Or I remember one night standing there, and I had 60 hot dogs in the pot. And I'm just standing there staring into the pot in my kitchen thinking, gee, I wonder if 60 hot dogs is enough to feed my family tonight. It was. I think we might have even had 1 or 2 left over, which was really unusual. But we would fix the meal, and then my friend and I would stand side by side behind the kitchen counter, and they would all line up, and starting at the kitchen counter and then all the way through the dining room, and we have a huge dining room, and out into the living room. Like, it was, the line just would go on forever at every meal, and it was truly like a camp, you know, like serving a meal at a camp. And they would line up with their little plate or their bowl, whatever we gave them for that meal, and we would just dish it out, you know, be rationing the food. And by the time the last little person in line got there, the food was gone. There was no seconds. That was it. And we did that 3 times a day, and that was all you got, because that was all we had. So if you're keeping track of this, of the date of this, they came in a week before Christmas in December of 2011. They asked to stay for 3 months. So this is now the winter of 2010. This is now the winter of 2011. And if you remember anything about Maryland in the winter of 2011, we had a major snowstorm. We had a blizzard. So as if this wasn't bad enough, we are now snowed in with 26 people living in our house for 2 days straight while the snow falls. And these guys are from the south. These boys had no freaking idea how to pick up a shovel and do anything useful with it. And by the end of that second day, I think we were all about ready to lose our minds. You know, we're just going crazy. And I called up my neighbor, Mark, and I said, Mark, please just rescue us. Think of something. And Mark is amazing. He's a middle school phys ed teacher, so he's used to getting lots of people energized and doing things outside. And Mark immediately went into work, and he dug a hole in the end of his driveway, and he put a fire there, and he dug little seats out for all the adults with little beer holders next to them. And we filled that pot up with hot chocolate, and the kids pulled the hot chocolate in the wagon down the street. And we actually had kind of a nice day. It was in the evening, it was at night. And the adults all sat around drinking beer, and the kids would come and get their hot chocolate. And our goal for that night was just cover all the skin, which I think we managed to do. I'm sure there was one of the boys who had pink snow pants. And I'm sure there was another one who had Disney princess mittens. But other than that, they were all covered. They all had two boots. They might not have matched. Two gloves might not have matched. and we had a good night. Well, the only way, really, that we could manage that, as I said, was just continue to stay organized. And we would have these weekly parent meetings. And the parent meetings consisted of the four parents sitting in our master bedroom in chairs. And it would just start out like this. For like 10 minutes, that would be what we were doing. her husband was driving an hour and a half to and from work every day because he was still working down in D.C. My husband had left his job, searched for a new one, and got a new one in the time that they stayed with us. And I was pregnant. And it was not an easy thing we were doing, you know. And so we would have these meetings, and we would talk about which of the kids weren't getting along, which was always one particular one and somebody else. We would talk about what had gotten broken and who was going to fix it. We would talk about their goals. They did actually have goals, and they were working towards them, and that was a really good thing. So that was how we stayed organized. And by doing that, they did actually manage to not require the full 3 months. After about 2.5 months, they were able to buy themselves a 12-passenger van, and we sent them on their way. We all stood in the driveway and waved as they went off to the Carolinas to their new life. And I think both families were perfectly happy for that to happen. And I spent a lot of time after that kind of processing this with my therapist. And he made me, because it was probably I've done a lot of hard things in life, but I think this was like the hardest mentally, physically, spiritually, logistically. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And he made me swear I would never do anything like that again. And I am very happy to say that 4.5 years later, I still have that pot. I never gave it back to my friend. But it has never again been used to feed 26 people in my house.